Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. Today is one of those audience participation shows, so get your pencil ready. I'm going to give the phone number out in a minute. If you want to talk about something going on in your mouth, we'll be talking about how your mouth affects your whole body, but we'll be talking to a dentist. So as I mentioned in the newsletter this week, we're going to be talking to Dr. Philip Coslow. So lingering questions you've had about anything to do with dentistry, today would be the day to trot those out and give us a call at 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-TALK, because otherwise you will just have to listen to me flap my gums when we could be addressing your specific question. Last week, I did a little promo. I always forget to do this. I mean, how many times have you ever heard me do an interview or hold forth at length about my book, Natural Alternatives for Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers for heartburn? I write them, put them out there, and then I'm busy looking at our guests and I totally forget to promote my own book. So I did a little bitty promo on a holiday weekend for my newest, the booklet, Fat Free Folly. And then I said I'd do a week at $5 instead of $6.95 as a little motivator in case you want to buy one for your doctor and your neighbor or whatever. And I forgot to change it on the website because I know just enough about that store website that I can change a price. So I said I would do it. Something was wrong with my calendar. My little reminder didn't come up. So that didn't get changed until like Monday. So I feel bad. So I'm going to extend that special for another week. And then we'll find out if I'm very good at remembering to return it to the regular price. But anyway, for right now, it's $5. And you just go to healthybynatureshow.com. Or if you can remember the initials, it's hbnshow.com. And then you click on the store button, and then that's where the books are. And there are books in there, too, from some of the my favorite guests on the show, ones that I think would be generally helpful to people to have in their library, whether they sit down and read the whole thing or not. Some of them are worthy of that. Some of them, like Dr. LaValle's book on tests, might be more useful just when you have a blood test. You take each item on the test and you go to the book and look it up and see what it means and what to do about it. The number again is 800-281-8255 to talk with Dr. Coslow. 800-281-TALK. We'll be right back after 120 seconds worth of information from our very fine sponsor, so don't go away. Call anybody you need to, though. Let them know we're talking about dentistry with an expert, and we'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. So happy to have you with us today. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and we'll be back with you again just in 2 minutes.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't promote enough. I spend a fair amount of time each week trying to reflect on something that's in the news or some aspect of health that we need to know about, and doing the research, making sure that I'm in line with current science and so on. And it's easy. You just go to HBNShow.com. Up in the upper left, there's a little box where you can click on it. And then I think it sends you an email where you have to confirm that you actually want the thing. And it's worth every penny to pay for it because it's free. So as promised, we're going to talk about dental health today. And a little bit about why that affects the rest of your body, because I think it's easy to assume that if you don't have any gaping holes and your teeth are white like they tell you they need to be on TV, that you're in good shape. But there's a heck of a lot more to it than that. We are so happy to have as a sponsor Dr. Philip Coslow. He is a dentist with 3 decades in the practice, and I think at this point you can probably take the term practice out of there. He's pretty well got it down. He's located in North Dallas, a real convenient spot right off the tollway near Beltline, and he is a professional with some differences, which I will bring up, but a lot of postgraduate training, and you'll learn more about him hearing him talk about what he does than if I read all of that. So I'm just so happy to have him in the studio. I'm just going to introduce him right now. Let's get started. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. I'm real happy to be here with you this morning.
Well, I'm trying not to think about the fact that you just came back from Cozumel and you were scuba diving, and that sounds so wonderful. I would love to go do that again. But let's just put this in a context for people, because I think our regular listeners and some of you, bless your hearts, have been with us all 17 and a half years, or well, in August, it'll be 18 years, which I can hardly believe. You've heard me say this more than once, but sometimes people are driving and they can only half listen, and we have new listeners. What is the relevance of what's going on in the mouth to the health of the rest of the body? Let's start with what's the big picture.
Well, Marty, for a long time, we have come to realize that the mouth is the primary port, if you will, of infection and inflammation in the rest of the body. There have been study after study done recently in the last 10-15 years that has really suggested that the inflammatory response in arteries and veins and cardiovascular disease and diabetes and so many other systemic diseases is almost exactly that of the inflammatory response that we see in the mouth, especially around the gum tissues and gingivitis and different kinds of periodontal diseases, gum diseases. And so a major factor today in a lot of these systemic diseases, as in cardiovascular disease and diabetes, is the health of the mouth. And so dentistry today is really more than a drill and fill type of a practice that it used to be. And now it's more about dealing with the entire body health. A dentist today will look at your gums and look at your teeth and look ahead to the problems that may be in line for you further down the line as far as it relates to the infection of the mouth or whatever infection is going on.
Well, that's one reason, I presume, why when for somebody who, for example, might have atrial fibrillation or some other kind of condition, that they insist that they take an antibiotic before they go in and do a deep cleaning, even, because it's what, stirring up bacteria that are so toxic they're concerned about its effect?
That's correct. Now, you know, the American Heart Association comes out with recommendations, and they change every now and again. But the long and the short of it is that there are people at risk for different kinds of bloodborne infections if they've had different types of surgeries, different conditions in their cardiovascular system that they need to be premedicated for. And it's an easy thing to do. It used to be that you had to take them for 3 or 4 days. Today it's a couple of tablets in the morning before the appointment, and they're covered. Although a lot of times now we don't premedicate. They found that it's not necessary, which I think is a real benefit for patients too.
Well, here's a question while we're waiting for people to call 800-281-8255 with their questions. The antibiotics that they do give in that case, are they very specific for certain types of bacteria, or do they have a generally bad effect on the gut bacteria?
Well, that's an issue. Most of the antibiotics that we premedicate with are what we call broad-spectrum antibiotics. It would be the penicillins or the clindamycins, sometimes erythromycins. But, you know, I think the thinking is that it's a relatively short dose, and hopefully it won't affect the gut as much as it would be, say, if you took it for 5 days, a regular antibiotic regimen.
Or in the case of what they did to me when I was a young person, tetracycline for a year so I wouldn't have a pimple. probably still paying the price today from that. But in any case, anytime, you probably should be taking probiotics all the time just because there's so many threats in our day-to-day living, but certainly double, triple up on it when you are having to take them. An antibiotic. So the mouth is pretty important, and I've heard it said that a dentist is maybe even more of a forward observer about your general health than the doctor is, because you're looking in there and you're seeing what's going on, not only, as you mentioned, on the gums, but the tongue. You know, how are the tissues, does it look like they might be vitamin deficient? Are they anemic? Can you see some of those things looking around?
You can on occasion, yeah, you can tell if you've got some systemic issues going on, you know, lack of different vitamins. We look for oral cancers today. That is a very big issue today. We're finding it more and more that we can pick up things in the early stages, especially when people come in and they have their annual checkups or their biannual checkups. Seeing a dentist today is different than it was, say, 50 years ago, 30 years ago.
I'm writing, updating and writing new pages for the new website that hopefully will be coming soon, because it's making me crazy. But one of them is on little signs and symptoms. And there's a whole Chinese method of diagnosis based on looking at the tongue. And one obvious one is if it's coated with white, there may be a yeast problem going on. But if you see the indentations around the edge of the tongue from the teeth, that might be an indicator that you don't have enough nutrition. But be that as I say, we the health issues come from the mouth to the rest of the body, and it goes both ways. Aside from the bacteria that are in there, dental materials themselves have an effect on the rest of the body. And I'd like to start by reminding people about mercury. And then we'll talk about, well, if it's in there, then what do you do about it when we come back? Because we're coming up on a break here in a minute. When I was in college, I was a dental assistant for a while. And it was interesting work, but I remember very clearly how much fun it was to play with the mercury. This is the same mercury that's in the thermometers. There's a drop in a half a drop or something in a thermometer, and they want you to throw those away in some toxic special disposal system because it's so toxic. And if you spill a vial of mercury out of an old chemistry set in your house, they want to bring in the bulldozers and get rid of it because it's so toxic. Here I was playing with it back and forth in my hand and rubbing it around and coating coins with it and all that kind of stuff because we just didn't know how toxic it was. We were using it to mix with some other materials, which I now know silver is one of them, to make dental fillings. And I had a bunch of them. We now know that the mercury that starts out there doesn't stay there. Where does it go? What does it do? We'll talk about that with Dr. Koslow when we return. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We can be reached at 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. We'll be right back.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Do you have unsightly discolorations under your toenails or fingernails? Have you tried those expensive fungus medications that didn't really work and contained worrisome chemicals? Have you had skin rashes where you were given cortisone creams that only helped temporarily and thin your skin? Ow! Well, have no fear. It's Young Health Ozonated Olive Oil to the rescue. Oxygen is the enemy of fungus and other causes of nail and skin issues. Oxygen is also known to help age spots, acne, warts, minor cuts, and many other skin irritations. What could be more safe and natural than oxygen infused into olive oil or coconut oil? Use all natural Young Health ozonated oil salves for whatever bothers your skin or nails. But wait, there's more good news. It's very economical, and on average, a 2-ounce jar can last up to 2 months. Choose ozonated olive oil or ozonated coconut oil. Call 800-753-9907 now and begin enjoying your clearer, smoother skin and healthy nails right away. Call now, 800-753-9907.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Thiola curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit thiolic.com.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
We're talking today with Dr. Philip Coslow, and I was trying to help write this commercial, and it's apparent that with dentists or any health professional, you can't really come out and say, well, I'm a better one. Like, if you're selling pizzas, you can only have a better pizza. You can have the best pizza in town as far as the advertising goes. But if I could say what I think he's the best dentist in Dallas because he has all the same tools that everybody else has and a bunch more because he goes that extra mile, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. But you could, he's in North Dallas, easy enough to get to, but if you were having, let's say, gallbladder surgery, and on one side of the town there was somebody who did a really great job and had a good record and didn't have post-infections and so on. The one right in your neighborhood, he was a block away, but had a bad record. Where would you go? Well, same with the dentist. Once you find out how important it is to do things right, then I think you may forget about trying to find one that's real handy and close by. When we went to the break, we've got some calls coming in. We'll get to those here shortly. But I brought up the subject of mercury and how toxic it is. And the EPA, the government, everybody agrees mercury is highly toxic. And yet here you have, at the same time, they're approving it for use in filling materials, restorative materials for the mouth. What are some of the reasons that you don't use mercury in your practice? And then we'll get after a bit to how to take it out. But what's your reasoning for not using it?
Well, Marty, I get notices across my desk all the time from different government agencies about disposal of mercury and amalgam, which is the mercury filling material. How to dispose of it, what to do with it if I don't use it anymore, what to do with it when I take it out. And it always seemed to me that if I couldn't bury it in my backyard, I couldn't throw it in the trash, I couldn't do anything with it other than put it in people's heads. It just did not make sense to me. Mercury has always been a poison. We've always known that. The big argument by most of the major dental organizations is that there's not a problem with it, that we've used it for over 100 years and we haven't seen any problems, but I would disagree with that. It's my opinion that it is not safe, that it's not something that I have ever felt good about putting in people's heads and haven't for almost ever since I've been out of dental school.
You've got your teeth right there next to your brain, and mercury is very toxic to nerve tissue. And Corey, our engineer, pointed out that on National Geographic, and I Googled it to kind of fill in the details, that Abraham Lincoln was taking little blue pills for his depression and was becoming kind of erratic. And it turns out that the main ingredient in those little blue pills was mercury, which, of course, they don't use that way anymore. But that the mercury in those fillings, and they're euphemistically called silver fillings, when they were put in, they had more than half mercury, but then after a while, there's less and less mercury over the time. Well, where does it go? Well, it's got to either be vaporized and go across the blood-brain barrier into the bloodstream, or we've swallowed it and it's gone into our gut. It's gone somewhere in the body. We didn't spit it out, so yeah. Seems like a very bad idea. Let's take a couple of calls here. First, quickly from Cindy in Sherman. Hi, Cindy. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, thank you. My question is, I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago, and I had four of the old fillings taken out, four of the old silver ones taken out, and he put in the new right looking fillings. And it just felt awkward. It felt really weird, like my bite wasn't even. So I went back to him, and he told me, sure enough, that he didn't file two of them down. So I told him, I said, well, if you file them down, don't file them too much because I don't want my other side to be off balance this time. He reassured me he wouldn't do that. Well, once he filed my teeth down, now, sure enough, feels like my opposite side is off balance. And I don't know if it's just because I'm OCD or what, but is it possible that if he filed my one down, that now my bite is off again? Or I don't know.
Cindy, how long has this been? How long have you had to readjust to it?
A week.
Okay. Okay. Well, I see where you're going with this. If it's like evening the legs on a table, and pretty soon you end up with one of those coffee tables like in Japan where you have to sit on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Could be a problem. Dr. Koslow.
Well, Cindy, have you been back to see him?
Not a week ago that I went, and I have not been back since then. I'm afraid to go. I'm afraid he's going to tell me, one, that it's just all in my head, and two, I don't want to, you know, hurt his feelings.
Well, I don't think you'll hurt his feelings. And secondly, if it feels uncomfortable to you, then you should have him take a look. I'm sure he'll be happy to look and evaluate. And, you know, if he needs to maybe build up a little bit on the one side that was adjusted, or maybe take a look and see if there's something else going on. But
okay, well, I guess that was my question, was I was just wondering if it would be possible for him to make it uneven. I mean, I can understand where he built it up too tall.
Uh-huh.
And then if he, you know, leveled that out, I was just, you know, my husband keeps saying, well, he can't unlevel it because he can't go, you know, below the teeth. So I was just wondering if it is.
It sounds, Cindy, like you've got something to go back. If it is possible to build it up, suggest you'd rather go that route than keep filing them down until you're just gumming your food.
Cindy, I will tell you, too, that in the mouth, the tolerances are very, very close. In fact, they're so close that it's half the width of a human hair. And it's that close, sometimes it takes numerous adjustments to get things just right. So don't get frustrated. Go back and see the dentist. I'm sure he'll do everything he can to make everything right for you.
And,
wow, wonderful.
Yeah, and when you're in the office and they make a change, the teeth do a little bit of tiny bit of moving too after you leave. So you may have to go back more than once and get that little, it's like carbon paper where they test and see where it's showing up. But good luck to you, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Joy in Dallas. Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Koslow.
Good morning, wonderful Marty and Dr.
Oh, I know what joy this
good morning,
is.
Joy.
Hi.
Good morning. Oh, first of all, Marty, you know Stan and I have loved listening to you for 17-plus years. We just have been so blessed, and my patients as a nurse, you know, you've helped my family and my patients innumerably. So we love you and bless you.
Oh, well, you're the reason I do this, Joy, so I'm so glad it's working. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Dr. Koslow, thank you for your expertise. And I do have a question. As a nurse, I've not ever seen this addressed, but during perimenopause, I started having so much trouble with my teeth that eventually I ended up with about 12 root canals. I've lost count.
Oh, good Lord.
I wonder how to...
Joy, I don't want you to have to talk over that music, so if you'll just hang on, we'll pick up at that point. After these commercials, Joy is a wonderful nurse. She was coordinator of school nurses and school nurse in the Dallas area. And she helps so many people just by listening to this show and then spreading the good word of what she hears. So we hardly ever get to hear from her online, so I'm tickled she called. We'll be right back with Dr. Philip Koslow. His website is dallasdentist.net, or you can go to hbnshow.com, click on the sponsor page, and there's a picture of him. You can follow that to get all of the particulars, which we'll do at the end of the show.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
If you aren't confused about fats and foods, congratulations. You must have doubted the advice from experts so often quoted in the news. In Marty Whittakin's new booklet, Fat Free Folly, she uses new studies to show how we got into trouble with diet fads that steered us away from the natural path. Fat Free Folly shows us how to build health with good fats, ones required for the brain, heart, immune system, and even for weight loss. See how saturated fat got a bad reputation it doesn't deserve, and why vegetable oil should not have been hyped. Learn which oil reduces death from all causes and both sides of the story on canola oil. Fat Free Folly by Marty Whittakin is an easy read and only costs $6.95. Buy it now in the HBNShow.com store, which sells her book on heartburn and those from some favorite radio show guests. Visit HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's 877-262-7843.
Do you want smoother, younger-looking skin, hair with more body, and stronger nails? Then add NeoCell Super Collagen to your daily routine. Collagen is the body's key structural protein and is critical to the elasticity and strength of your skin. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing daily with collagen may reduce wrinkles, increase the firmness and moisture of your skin, thicken your hair, and strengthen your nails. NeoCell Super Collagen provides 100% pure collagen of the exact type needed by hair, skin, and nails, and NeoCell hydrolyzes its collagen for maximum absorption. Choose from powder, tablets, liquids, or soft chews to see and feel results within weeks. NeoCell is the number one collagen brand in the world and the industry authority on supplements that promote collagen health. NeoCell Super Collagen products will help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance and promote a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support that helps slow or reverse the signs of aging. Visit NeoCell.com for more information and to find a store near you.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
We are back. I'm Marty Whittakin, host of Healthy by Nature. I'm privileged to have our sponsor, Dr. Philip Coslow, in the house. I have been wanting to have him on and wanting to have him as a sponsor to have a regular excuse to talk about dental health because it's something that's been very important in my life and I think too often overlooked. We were, Joy had called with a question about, is there a change? Let's start with that because I don't, you may have heard me audibly gasp when I heard that you had had a lot of root canals. I want to do a show in the near future on root canals, but let's save that whole issue for that time and just talk about, Dr. Coslow, what connection, if any, is there between menopause and changes in the mouth?
Well, we see changes in the gum tissue anytime we have a change in hormones. For instance, in puberty, pregnancy, and I'm speaking primarily for women now, but it's the same for men, too. When we go through puberty and as we get older, the hormones change, the bacteria in the mouth changes, and we see changes in gum tissue. As far as the teeth go, though, we don't see a lot of change. there may be less decay in certain areas. There may be more more of a factor of gum disease as we get a little older. But as far as the health of the teeth themselves, we don't see much change. Oftentimes what I see happening when people have multiple teeth that require treatment, as in either extractions or root canals, is that they've had restorations that have been there for a while. They don't really bother them. The teeth don't seem to be symptomatic of anything, no pain, anything like that. But as those teeth, those fillings break down, and all fillings will break down eventually, as they break down, then we get leakage and decay, and we get a leakage between the filling and the tooth itself. We can't clean that. We can't get that bacteria out, and it begins to decay the tooth from within. So, I don't really have a hard and fast answer for you, Joy. I wish I did, but that may be something that occurred.
I wonder, too, if there isn't some change in the immune system, or a change in the cravings and therefore a change in the diet, some subtle influences that push things over the edge. But speaking to those fillings that go bad, it's my understanding that those silver amalgam fillings, I once talked to a dentist and said, well, those are very convenient and they're inexpensive relatively, but they're not very good fillings because you have to remove a fair amount of tooth tissue because it's not strong material, and it's so kind of like a keyhole sort of thing where it's held in there by mechanical. It's bigger at the bottom than it is at the top, so it can't get out, but you can't tell what's going on around that.
That's correct. You can't. And a lot of times with silver fillings, the mercury fillings, they corrode, and as they do, it's almost an insulator, and so it will mask any kind of sensitivity that you'd normally have with a leaky filling. What we see a lot of times with mercury fillings as well is that there's sometimes an expansion in the filling over a period of time, and it's very seldom that I remove a large amalgam filling without seeing cracks in the teeth inside the tooth.
Joy, I wish you the best with that. And I made a note, I'm going to work on getting that root canal show put together. And Hal Huggins, Dr. Huggins, wrote extensively on this, agreed to be on the show. I just haven't followed up. I'll get him. I have Dr. Coslow come back. And I made a note, send you an email and let you know that the show's on so you can hear it. Not so much that you can go back and undo anything you've done, but what precautions and, about the future. But thanks again for your call. I love knowing that you're listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Coslow. Appreciate it so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mary Ann in Dallas. Hi, you're on Healthy by Nature.
Good morning. And I wanted to follow on Joy's comments. Thank you so much for your program. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mary Ann.
I have another root canal related question. I cracked a tooth in March, premolar, pretty much straight up the middle, and we thought we were going to be able to, save it without too much problem, and we did, but it developed an abscess. I have the permanent crown seated, and then after that, it really started getting inflamed and everything, and so I went to the endodontist for a root canal just last week. And it doesn't seem to be responding to the antibiotics. He gave me amoxicillin for one round, and I finished that, and it was still throbbing, and, the swelling seemed to be going up and down, and it still is. But, again, it was just a week ago yesterday. So I have the second round now, but I'm just concerned, what should I be thinking? What about other options or anything yet?
Well, Joy,
it's Marianne.
Oh, Marianne, I'm sorry, Marianne. It's my feeling that some teeth don't respond to root canals, especially in a trauma type situation like you had, where the tooth actually fractured.
Mm-hmm.
Most endodontists are very, very well trained, and if you choose to have a root canal done, then that's that's who you should see. But like I say, some teeth don't respond to root canals. Now, it could be, too, that you've just got a very bad bug in that tooth, and that's what's causing the pain and the discomfort. Have you been back to see them? They didn't complete the root canal, did they?
No, they didn't complete it because it was too infected.
Uh-huh.
But I did go back yesterday, because I was asking for a second round of antibiotics because it was still swollen and painful. And so he asked me to come in, and so he did. I saw him yesterday, and he did prescribe the second round.
Uh-huh.
Marianne, I had an experience with, and I mean, this is a study of one, but I had an abscess that showed up on x-ray, and I greatly increased my vitamin C. In this case, I might be thinking about an IV, and the body got rid of it. It totally went away. Another, and this is a little hard to believe, but I have a listener who's a clinical nutritionist who said she had a toothache from a cracked tooth. She chewed several Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. The pain went away, and then actually she never had to have anything done about it. And she had the same experience with another tooth. So you have to do whatever you have to do medically, but there are a couple of things that you could do naturally to at least support the process.
Very good.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We'll be back here in about 3 minutes, and we'll talk with Dr. Coslow about what he uses instead of these mercury fillings and how to go about taking out the ones you have.
Remember hearing about vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today we know vitamin D not only influences bone health, but also supports the immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. Studies indicate that most of us are not getting optimal levels of vitamin D3, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctors Best. Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is significantly more efficient at converting to active vitamin D in the body. This makes vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure your vitamin D is the best vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more from the experts, listen to ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life, especially for kids. What's essential to us is giving each generation what they need to grow healthy and strong. Through science and innovation, Nordic Naturals is committed to delivering safe and convenient omega-3 products that kids will love. That means busy parents can easily and confidently incorporate these essential nutrients into their family's on-the-go lifestyle. Our oxygen-free processing, combined with 100% natural flavoring, ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. From gummies to soft gels and flavors like strawberry and tangerine, Nordic Naturals' fun and great-tasting products leave kids asking for more. Kids call it a treat. Parents call it a triumph. What's essential to Nordic Naturals is exceptional purity, freshness, and great taste. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is also available at finer health stores nationwide.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in 3 affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Okay, we are back with Dr. Philip Coslow. I want to go ahead and take, because this sounds like it might be a quickie, and I want to take this call before we launch into restoration materials. Jessica in Splendora. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Hello.
Hi. Where's Splendora?
Oh, it's a little bit north of Houston.
Ah, sounds like a lovely place. Yeah. You have a question for Dr. Coslow?
Yes, I do. Considering buying a Sonicare or a Rodovent toothbrush, wondering if he had a comment on which one of those would be the best.
You know, Jessica, I would almost recommend that you get an Oral-B Triumph. Now, let me tell you the difference. The Sonicare is an ultrasonic movement. The Rododent is a spiral movement. And this Oral-B Triumph, they call it, actually has both of those combined. So I like those. And you know, we may be splitting hairs here. Whichever toothbrush you're going to use and use properly, which means you'll brush for about a minute in front of a mirror, I think will work for you. The Sonicare I used for years. I used the Rododent for years. This Oral-B Triumph I like, and I've used it now for 2 or 3 years. I've been happy with it. But whichever one you like, whichever one you're going to use, that's the one I would advise you.
Dr. Coslow, what about the saying that only floss the teeth you want to keep?
Absolutely. The most expensive, the most bubbles, bangles, everything else, toothbrush that you've got is not going to substitute for floss. That little dollar package of dental floss is by far the most important thing that you can do.
Well, thanks for your call, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you for listening. So, we don't use mercury. We've told them why. You know, not really good fillings, poisonous, all that kind of thing. And just quickly, because we only have a few minutes here before we start running out of steam, how do you know what the right thing is to put back in once you've removed a filling, removed a cavity?
I understand. We have options. In my practice, we use BPA-free composites.
Bisphosphonate.
And
they've seen it in the news because it's a hormone disruptor.
It is. Yeah. It's
plastic.
It's not. I mean, we try to put as healthy a material as we can find in the mouth. But those are composites. Those are tooth-colored fillings. We use those if a tooth has a lot of good structural integrity, which means generally if 40% or less of the tooth is involved in a filling or is missing. If it's more than that, then we get into a situation where we really need to strengthen the tooth. And when we do that, we use ceramic materials, all ceramic, no metal. The ceramic materials we bond in, most of those we do the same day. Now, that's a little different than a lot of dental offices in that it's generally a laboratory fabricated restoration, like a crown or some people call them onlays. We do this in our practice. We have a CAD-CAM device, which is a digital restoration fabricating device, and so the patients don't wear temporaries. We don't have the temporary cements that we have to contend with.
Okay. And the whole idea, and it could be a whole show into itself, why should you take out or not take out the mercury fillings if they've been there for 20 years, it's damage already done, leave them alone. You can speak to that if you want to, but Mostly I want to make sure people know that if and when you decide to have any, even a single remaining mercury filling taken out, there's a right way to do that. What is that right way?
Absolutely. I feel like that the most important part of that mercury filling, the most important time, critical time for you, is when it's removed. And when we do that, we use special suction devices, both one in the mouth and one that sits in front of the mouth for the patient. We touch that filling as little as possible. We have special instrumentation that we use that is very non-invasive.
Because you don't want to grind it up into an aromatic powder that's floating around the room.
That's correct. It's my belief that the mercury vapor is by far the most dangerous. Rather than ingesting it, we don't want you to ingest it for sure, but the vapor is also very important. Our patients breathe an alternative air source. My staff and I, along with the patient, gown and glove, everybody breathes alternative air sources.
So you're acting like this is a toxic substance.
Absolutely.
And you put dams around to keep any of that material from being swallowed.
We do everything we can, to make sure that patient is covered.
So even if you have a dentist you love, if he doesn't have or she doesn't have all of that kind of equipment, you could go to Dr. Coslow just for that one purpose, I presume. We'll talk about that when we come back because I didn't ask him about that in advance. We'll have a couple more minutes after this break to tie up some of those loose ends, tell you how to find Dr. Coslow. And, boy, for sure we're going to do this again because we just scratched the surface of all of the questions about our teeth. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Do you worry that your get up and go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
At the top of the hour, I mentioned something about the Fat-Free Folly booklet. Well, I did my first interview on that, and it airs today. It's syndicated, I don't know where, but it starts in Los Angeles. It's on Forever Young Radio. So if you're sitting at home today with nothing better to do, it's too humid out or whatever, foreveryoungradio.com. I think you can listen online, but they will have there the afterwards they'll have the archive of it. Make sure we don't run out of time here before I give the details. Dr. Koslow's practice is on Quorum Drive, which is basically at the tollway. It's off the tollway and Beltline in North Dallas. The website is dallasdentist.net, and the phone number is 972-458-2464, 972-458-2464. Before the break, I posed the question of, well, I just kind of assumed, and now I need to go back and mop that up, that if somebody has a dentist they think is really good, but or just know that they've got a mercury filling that needs to come out and that the dentist does not have all this equipment, training, concern about the toxicity of removing it, can they come to you for that one thing?
Sure.
And then go back to getting their cleaning and routine work done?
We have patients that do that all the time. Yeah. I really encourage them to keep up their relationship with their dentist. If they're very happy, then just come and see us, remove the amalgam fillings safely, and get back to them for their regular care.
And then if they go back to that dentist, describe what you did, maybe they'll have some ripple effects of education will
might very well.
That mercury business, I mean, we're all worried about the coal-fired power plants, about the mercury in the oceans that get in the fish, and pregnant women can't are encouraged to eat less and less fish because of the mercury and the effect that it has on the baby. And yet, I've told this story before, but when we found some mercury at our house, Bill called it was in a vial, you know, from years past, called the EPA. They were horrified. They didn't hardly know what to do about it. He ended up going up the ladder, and he was talking to the director of the region for the EPA. I couldn't stand it. I said, let me have the phone. And I said, how is it that the FDA is still approving the use of putting mercury into fillings, in putting it in our teeth? And he said, they what? No. Mm-hmm. He couldn't believe it. So It's, you know, the right hand not talking to the left hand. Dr. Koslow, it's been such a pleasure. I hope we get you to come back to the studio and
I'd
do this
to,
again.
Marty. I've really enjoyed the morning, all the callers. That's
well,
great.
Thank you. And again, it's Dr. Philip Koslow. Find him on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com. And I highly recommend you start taking your dental work seriously. It's about a lot more than just having a pretty smile.
Amen.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers in packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.